Farmer's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRJ.com. We're missing our other guest.
She's recording
commercials. And Stone Man knows better than to mess me up. But anyway, I brought my lovely bride with me this morning, and here she comes late. But
better late than never.
That's right.
Hey, I was recording an advertisement.
That's what she said, but that's not your fault. That's Stone's fault.
No.
Not a boasted encroach on my time.
Sorry about that. Had an advertisement to record.
I understand. I did a few hundred of them. I don't need it till I hear the music. Anyway, I got two special guests this morning, my lovely bride Rhonda and Miss Lauren Mobley.
Morning.
With Wild Birds Unlimited, and they're filling in for Mr. Rector, who is God knows where.
I have off no golfing idea. Somewhere, probably.
I don't even know this time. He just sent me an email and said he wouldn't be here. But anyway, very beautiful morning this morning after kind of a rocky week, the end of the week anyway.
Great day to be out chopping up trees.
There are a lot of people doing it. We passed several of them on the way here. Yep. Museum Road had a lot of Leylands that were old, and a lot of them were dead. They were planted way too close together back in the day. And there's, what, six or eight of them laying down this morning.
Oh, dear. Yeah. They were out there with chainsaws and this morning.
Fortunately, they didn't get into the road. They laid down beside the road. So.
We had a couple trees down into houses in my neighborhood, so that's going to take a little longer to clean up.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff. And then the insurance gets to be a pain in the butt.
Well, yeah.
Most times not, but they kind of want to get you interested. But it's just a job pulling a tree out of a house.
Yes.
But your neighborhood is one of the older ones and used to be the top dog in Rocky a long time ago. But those little trees everybody planted have gotten big.
They have. Oh, yeah.
Well, with the storm, there was, if I'm correct, there was only like one person that was injured, and the firefighters had to get him and his family out of the house. But the last report I heard, he was doing okay.
Good. And that's great.
So he's a miracle that happened, because from the pictures, it seemed like it just, the house just caved in. So, I mean, it was pretty bad. So it was over on Poinsettia Drive or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Poinsettia. That's my neighborhood. That's the house I'm talking about, actually.
Yeah. The last report I saw, he's doing really great.
So. Oh, good. I hadn't heard that there was someone injured, but to drive by the house, I'm not surprised.
When they got him out and got him on the stretcher, he had a thumbs up. They had a picture of him with his thumbs up, like the players do when they get hurt on the field and stuff. He had a thumbs up, and I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear nobody was injured beyond repair.
We'll
put it that way.
Friday morning, not Thursday night. We had some wind Thursday night, but we did Friday morning. I tell you, we got all woods across the road from us, and they were
doing some serious dancing.
Yeah.
She went out on the front porch to watch the storm. The wind was blowing so hard, she had to come back inside.
It was blowing quite a bit.
And it was raining. I never did hear how much rain we got.
The last I heard was, somewhere around 9 inches, 6 to 9 inches of rain, and that's a lot of rain. So.
Yeah, I had a couple tubs out back that had some plants in them, actually, and I rescued the plants. They were starting to float, but there was easily 8 or 9 inches of rain in the tubs.
Yeah.
But the birds, they kind of like hunkered down somewhere to stay safe.
They
guess,
did, so. Yeah. They cuddle into trees up in the foliage where they are as protected from the wind as they can be. And yeah, their claws can lock to hold them on mm-hmm. a little bit better, and that's helpful.
Because it was late yesterday afternoon, I finally saw a cardinal in one of the, well, I've only got one bird feeder up now, but that's another story. Cardinal was out there, and I said, oh, that's the first bird I've seen. And
yeah, like, mine started showing up around 10 o'clock. They started coming back out.
Mine was late yesterday afternoon before they started showing up. So
it was still raining hard at, what, 6:37
yeah.
in the morning. And they said that was going to be the hardest of the day, and I think they lied because I think it stayed that way for a while. But this was a weird storm. I mean, it didn't act like a true hurricane with whirling winds and turning and all that.
Well, we weren't anywhere close to the center. That was out over the mountains.
This was the outskirts. I'm telling you what, the mountains got totally destroyed. Chimney Rock is gone. Yeah. I mean, it was horrible, the pictures that I saw.
It made 3 feet deep down the roads.
Yeah, well, and they're saying Lake Lure Dam is in danger.
It's gone.
Did the dam go?
It did.
Yep.
The dam at
Lake
Lure. Wiped
out the whole town.
Yep. I mean, and the Flowering Bridge in Chimney Rock is gone.
Yep, I heard
there
that.
Were like three bridges gone in Chimney Rock. And, it just broke my heart because I was planning on taking Mom up there sometime next month, you know, because of that leaf change and all that. Well,
there's not much in the way of leaves left.
Yeah.
They probably all got knocked off the trees with all that rain and wind. So.
Well, my parents are up outside Hendersonville, and the valley that they overlook is just full of water. There used to be a little pond there, and it's just full
Asheville
of water.
Asheville got flooded out, too.
Yeah.
Not Etowah Valley, is it?
I don't think it's Etowah Valley. I think Etowah Valley's on the other side of the hill that they're on.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I grew up between Asheville and Henderson.
Oh, okay. They are actually out between Horseshoe and Etowah is where they are.
Oh, now Etowah, that's where you get into the high-dollar neighborhoods. I used to go up there and help on the golf course a little bit. That's our director trying to tell me it's time for a break. So we'll be right back to the garden.
Sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I won't.
Okay, here we are back to the gardener's bench with Miss Lauren Mobley and Rhonda Crump filling in for David. But it doesn't take two of them to fill in for David. I just like having both of them because they run the show and I don't have to do as much.
And we love it.
We do.
And how are you this week, dear, after the flood the last 2 days?
Doing all right. The stores have been pretty quiet. We actually closed early on Thursday. We were open yesterday until 2 o'clock, but we hadn't seen a single person and we still didn't have power in the store. So we went ahead and you know, finished up the work that needed to be done to get ready for the weekend and went on home. But yeah, the main thing with the rain, as far as the birds are concerned, is make sure that your feeders didn't get waterlogged. If you had feeders out, if they're free hanging feeders, go ahead and take them off their hooks, hand on the bottom and the top to keep it closed, and shake them, turn them upside down, make sure that that seed hasn't clumped with the rain, so that it'll dry out. Because
probably is.
Well, if you don't, they'll get moldy. Oh, yeah. And nobody will eat it. So yeah. That's the maintenance to do after weather like this.
You have convinced her of that, letting the feed get old and all that. She puts about 3/4 and ate it up in a couple of hours.
Yeah. Well, and if they're eating that quickly, you don't have to worry about it.
It's not going one day.
I mean, yeah.
Well, you know, I just want them to have fresh food. So.
Absolutely.
Well, and I need to go out there this afternoon or sometime today and make sure we wipe it out. I had 2 feeders. We had our daiquiri done, and one of the feeders got taken down.
Okay.
So they're not real happy with me right now. Because there's only one feeder, and they fight over it when I put food in there.
Not enough space for everybody. Yeah.
We got to figure out where to put. Well, they put a ramp for me right where the feeder was.
Okay.
So they had to move it, and we hadn't quite figured out where to put it yet.
Okay.
You know, with the full sun, full shade, because all of it, part shade, it's all right there in the same area.
Right. So. Well, thankfully, seed in full sun isn't a problem. It's the hummingbird juice in full sun that goes bad faster.
She never got a hummingbird this year.
Not a one? Really?
And used to have them out there fighting.
They boycotted me.
Okay, that's strange.
I know.
We took the deck my dad built in 1988. And redid it with Trex.
Oh, good. Nice.
You need to come by and see it.
Okay.
We're the first one they said that anybody had done it. And we have a big deck. It's 10 by 35.
Okay.
350 square feet.
Yeah, so that's gorgeous.
It's a little bit expensive, but it'll last forever.
It's done now. Yeah.
Now
it's
I have
done
to do
now.
Is power
There's
wash
no maintenance.
It.
Yeah, you got to power wash it. You don't have to seal it or stain it or paint it or.
Already done.
Yep. It's permanent and done. Well, and that Trex is made out of recycled material, so you're also taking plastic out of the dumps. And
exactly.
It's excellent.
It's expensive because it's about, what, 3 times what the wood was.
Yeah.
And that's what we figured.
But in the long run, you save money.
I won't ever have to do it again.
And you won't have to maintain it other than power washing it.
She and Tommy can handle that.
There you go. I love it.
But it's... We were doing the deck, and people would look at it and get back in the truck and leave. They wouldn't even give a price on it because it's so big.
Oh.
They like doing the 12 by 12.
Sure.
So we agreed on the deck thing, and Tommy and her decided that we needed a ramp.
Yep. So you can access it, absolutely.
So they added the ramp to it. I'm not convinced I'm ready for a ramp yet, but they seem to think we needed to have one just in case somebody else might need it.
When you're redoing the deck, you might as well do it because you know it'll cost twice as much or 3 times as much to get them to come back out and do it later.
Well, we've got a couple more projects, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Just sit back and relax.
We got to do the shutters. And we got to do something with that dryer hookup.
We need to get painted on the inside.
Yeah, have you decided which shade of white you want?
Can Can we go back to the birds?
Let's go back to the birds. You mentioned hummingbirds, and I don't have a good answer as to why you never got one unless the construction in the backyard might have deterred them.
That was before the construction.
Yeah, I don't know. We have been getting questions in the store about the hummingbirds. When are they leaving? How long to keep feeders up? We do have migrants coming through. I've got a number of birds at my feeders still. So I don't know.
I was at a girlfriend's yesterday afternoon, and she had two hummingbirds sitting perched on her little feeder, and they were just eating away.
Yeah, this time of year they will let multiple birds be on feeders because it's not nesting season anymore, so they aren't desperate for easy food. As far as that's concerned, they are migrating. A lot of the ones that we are getting now are migrants who summered up north, so they don't have territory here. They don't care. They're coming in. You know, it's like we're a highway restaurant. They're coming in, they're getting food, and they're moving on.
Moving on down.
So nobody's protecting territory like they were. So hopefully you would be seeing more activity at your feeder right now. You want to continue to maintain that fresh nectar as we're getting cooler. You don't have to change it out as much, but my 100-degree rule still applies. If it's 100 degrees every day, 90 degrees every other day, 80 degrees every 3 days, 70 degrees every 4 days. And so, you know, we're getting into where we can be every 3 and 4 days and keeping the nectar fresh. But you do want to maintain that fresh nectar. We give the guideline of if you haven't seen anyone in 2 weeks, you're probably safe to take the feeder down. And as a general rule, my feeder usually comes down in the last week of October. So we've probably got another 3 weeks or so of hummingbirds. Okay. Just, you know, for those who are wondering, the hummingbirds, another myth that we hear frequently is you want to take your hummingbird feeders down so that the hummingbirds will move on. The hummingbirds are triggered by the length of daylight. They know when to head south. They are not going to be kept here by warm temperatures. They're not going to be kept here by food availability. It's the length of daylight. As the days start getting shorter, they're like, yep, time to head south. But they need that food as they're heading south. So it's really important to keep those feeders out.
And it's time for another quick break, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bit.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And we're back gardener's bench. I don't know what that was, but it's loud.
Rambling Man.
That wasn't Rambling Man.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Sorry.
Y'all say it is, I'm not going to argue
with
you.
Two against one, you lose.
I guess. It was just loud. I thought I had it cut down, but I guess it, I don't know. Anyway. Okay, we're going to talk about...
You're going to talk about migrants since we're talking about hummingbirds taking off?
What do I expect to come in?
Okay, so because we don't get terribly cold, we're really lucky. Most of our birds do not leave us.
That's true.
We get to keep the majority of the birds that we've had for the summer. The main one that leaves is the hummingbird. But we do have some who pass through. So we've got orioles. Well, the orioles some people have throughout the summer, which is really awesome. But
I think
more
I've had a few of those already.
More of us will have orioles hitting our feeders as they head south because they don't tend to stay through the winter. Right now, we're also seeing rose-breasted grosbeaks coming through. I had a first-year juvenile male at my feeder last week. He still had a lot of his juvenile coloring, but was just starting to get a little bit of rose on his breast and a little bit of the black and white on his wings. It was very cool. So they are starting to come through. People are starting to see them. Then we'll get some of our winter sparrows. The white-throated sparrow is a favorite of mine, who will come down and spend the winter with us. We've got a number of other sparrows that will come in, mass up a little bit more. Some, like the song sparrow, will come in and be a little bit more in number for us for the winter. So it's time to start making sure that you've got your fats out because they do have to eat more and higher fat content to maintain body temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Because their skin's very thin, so they'll eat more. So you want to make sure that they've got high fat content available. And, of course, insects and that kind of thing are all going to go into hibernation. Yep. So it's going to be they'll be relying on feeders more. Again, if you aren't feeding, it's not a death sentence for anyone. It just makes the food harder to find.
Yeah.
And so they will be further back into trees and foliage to find that essential nutrition that they need. Whereas if you're offering it to them, it improves quality of life. It makes life easier, and it also makes the better food more available.
Well, do the suets have a lot of protein and fat content for them? I try to keep the suet out. I mean, usually if I put one out, it's a couple weeks and it's gone.
Yes.
Couple
the woodpeckers.
Weeks.
Well, I'm being nice.
The woodpeckers year round.
The woodpeckers
absolutely
love that suet because I guess it's because of the pepper or something in
it.
I don't know.
Suet is, by definition, suet is rendered beef fat. So there is good fat in there.
Okay.
Rendering is the process where it's boiled to remove impurities. And the Wild Birds Unlimited suets are triple rendered. Industry standard is going through the rendering process twice. We send our suets through a third time just to make sure that they are as fresh and clean as they can be. And then we do add things like peanuts. Peanuts is a main ingredient to make bird suets. So almost all of your suets are going to have peanuts or tree nuts, nuts of some sort in them, which is where you're getting your protein. We do have the hot pepper suet, which is a deterrent for the mammals.
Squirrels.
Squirrels, raccoons. Some people have trouble with their dogs eating their suet. And so, just mammals in general don't tend to like the hot pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Birds don't have the same senses as we do as far as taste and They aren't as susceptible to the reaction to hot pepper that we are.
Neighbors, the renters that live next door to us, they have chickens, and when they come over, they love to get the
birds
remains.
What
yeah,
do birds
absolutely
kick out?
But the birds kick out, the chickens come in.
Well, because the chickens are birds too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're birds too, so they got
so they
too.
Don't. They aren't as sensitive to the hot pepper as humans are. It's just a different anatomy.
They said the pepper was really good for the chickens or something.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about nutritional value of the hot pepper.
But some of the guys at church, they have chickens and. they said that they feed them like red pepper flakes because like a
could be for good for digestion.
Okay, ladies, it's that time. We'll be right back to the gardener's bench. Mister.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day, and we're back to the gardener's bench. Okay, this is it. We forgot you got double points or coupons or something.
We got double points weekend going on for our Daily Savings Club members. So Daily Savings Club members, that's our loyalty program for those who are feeding the birds. Join and you get 15% off all of your food all the time. And then we run specials. Right now we're doing double points, which means for every dollar you spend, you get 2 points. And when you get 200 points, you get a $10 bird buck. So you only have to spend $100 right now. And you don't have to send it. You don't have to spend it all in one sitting. I see you. No, they accumulate. But we are open today from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, we'll be open 10 to 4. And then Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's both Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Both stores.
Yep.
Okay.
So how long does the double points run to?
We are actually running double points through Monday to give everybody an extra day since yesterday was a wash.
Thank you.
I got one quick question on that. You said y'all were there at 2 o'clock. With no power, how do you sell anything? Everybody's so electronic.
We write it by hand.
Really?
We still can write by hand, absolutely.
And old school.
Run it later,
We did it for years by hand.
Yep. We if we don't have power, we can still sell bird seed.
But a lot of places won't do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. One thing I was going to say real quick, Thursday ARP Church Men's Fellowship was having a barbecue, hash, and
chicken bog
sale today. They have been canceled since there's no power at the church.
And no church tomorrow.
No church tomorrow because of the power lines.
And
are
that's
down.
Which church?
Thursday ARP out
behind Pet Village.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see you next week on the radio.
Bye.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina.